Hey everybody, we're talking Steph Curry makes NBA history and Prince's estate gets a lot of controversy. All that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
And we have no music,
have
but
no
that's
music.
Okay. Here it is. The beat kicks in. Uh-oh, let's look at Rachel dance today. Rachel, gotta be.
I'm not dancing, be, we just changed all the dancing for everyone.
Gonna be, yeah. Gonna be, just move your shoulders. Come on, come on.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Woo. There you go.
Hey.
We like on like a Tom Joyner boat right now.
Is it going extra long just for me?
It's going extra long for you. Hey, everybody, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. I am your host, Daryl Kristen. Here joining me today is the Rhythm Nation guru, Rachel True.
Rhythmless Nation guru, thank you. Hi, nice to be here.
And I have two great guests who are not even guests.
We're
I said guests.
Guests.
Yes. Actually, James is a guest. James
is a guest. Rhythm gets
actually,
called a
one guest today.
Today.
What I was going to say actually is that it was your birthday. It's your birthday.
Our collective
it's
birthday.
Birthday twins.
The collective birthday twins host. One's a guest, but he's really a host.
Yes.
James Lott and Courtney Stewart. Happy birthday.
Hello, thank you.
Did you say birthday?
Birthday.
That's what I said.
Birthday.
I love it. Thank you.
You want to sing us a
verse? Oh my God. Yeah, because I sing like I dance. So no.
Really?
You want to do that? Thank you. I don't.
That's what we should have played for our theme song.
We didn't even think about that.
We didn't even think about that.
We're late.
All right. Well, you guys can send those. Why don't you guys send some Snapchats and tweets to
Snapchats
James
and
Courtney of you singing happy birthday to them.
I'm not on Snapchat, so that won't work.
Okay, well, that won't work.
You do it to me. I'm on everything.
Yeah,
at James Lott Jr. on everything.
Just throw me in and be like, hey, Courtney, tell James.
Your gift from me is that I won't sing to you today. You're welcome.
Are you guys doing anything exciting for your birthday?
We did
I've
already.
I've been celebrating all week because our actual birthdays are May 10th.
Yes.
They were on Tuesday. So we've had lots of partying.
Yes,
going
we have.
Down.
Lots
it's,
of
it's
margaritas.
It's turned into a week of celebration.
Tequila shots.
And we're not
as
done yet.
As it should.
I have some tequila
my mom
in my drink.
This.
Your mom?
Yeah.
My mom watches. She knows already. Hi, Benita. She knows what's going on about me. There are
what's
no secrets
Benita?
With us. Benita
what
knows all about me. She knows all about me already.
She knows all about Will.
Yes.
My mom does not.
Well, she may learn a couple things today.
Not at all. It's all in the vault. Ooh, what happened like on Tuesday night stays on Tuesday night.
Ooh, okay, go
now
on,
I
want
to know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Well, we got a lot of great topics today.
We do.
We do not have DJ Jesse J.
No.
He'll be back next week, but we are thinking of him right now.
Of course.
He's alive, though.
He's alive.
He's fine.
He's alive.
All is good.
He's just
busy.
He's alive.
It's so cryptic, you guys.
He has
money. He does okay.
He's good. He's good.
He got some coins to get.
He got some coins.
He's in the vault.
He's in the vault.
He's in the vault.
All right, Courtney, what do we have today?
That's what Tuesday was about. All right, so first up, getting some coin, Ms. Black China, y'all. She was in the news and gossip all over the place this week because she has released a new line of emojis, and they're called Chimojis.
Genius. I love that you clapped for that, too.
Clap for her. Yes. She's got
were
over...
Were you clapping or clapping back?
you took it from me. I
love
it.
I love it. I love it.
I appreciate that. Well, if you would like some Chimojis, you have over 700 Chimojis to choose from. And of course, Miss Black China is following in the footsteps of her leaders, you know, because we had the Kimojis come out back in December with Miss Kim Kardashian. We had Movemojis come out from her BFF, Miss Amber Rose, back in March, all of which were doing very well. And Miss China has released hers, and there's some reports saying that she might make up to $2 million in a day.
Wow.
Selling emojis.
I don't know that I believe that report. 2 million in a day sounds lofty.
It sounds lofty, but Forbes actually, when Kim released hers, Kim was making $2 million a minute. According to Forbes, okay? And
that's
we don't know how
crazy.
Long that lasted. That could have been like as it just came out,
right.
Like that first few days or whatever. But it's a lot of money, y'all.
I believe it. I feel like this is the next step anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's personalized emojis. That's the next step.
I'm not mad at the hustle, by the way. Like
not at
any,
all.
I just, you know, I wish I could make that much off an emoji,
right.
Which I couldn't. So.
And some of her emojis, in case you guys were curious,
okay.
You can get picture like emojis of her and Rob. There are a lot of her and Rob.
Okay.
Pushing a stroller, holding a baby, because they have a possible baby on the way. Of course, the one that she posted
possible.
On her Instagram.
It's confirmed.
I mean, it's confirmed. confirmed it.
I guess it's confirmed.
Baby. Yeah. The one that she was pregnant, and she has one that says Angela Kardashian for mayor of Calabasas. Oh.
Who's that? The baby that's not born yet? That's the baby's name?
That's her real name, isn't it?
Her real name's Angela.
Oh, her name is Angela.
And isn't she going to start going by her name now? That's what I read, too.
She's possibly. Not gonna be Black China anymore. Because she trademarked the name, the Angela Kardashian, Angela and Kardashian. All that, so she can
very
start
smart
to
business move.
It's smart to go ahead and
very
do
smart.
It.
Very
she
smart.
Did. I forgot to marry well. I believe
Girl,
that is what I've done
wrong. We all missed that calling. God got it.
I'll drink to that too.
Me too.
Amen. But one of the most interesting emojis that she has that was causing lots of controversy was one of her future sister-in-law slash potential stepmama to her child, Miss Kylie Jenner. There's an emoji that looks an awful lot like Kylie Jenner getting slapped by
Black China. I saw that. I was like, shady.
And it was just reported that Kylie and her man broke up.
She's 18. Of course they broke up. Right. She's supposed to break up. Like, if they stay together any longer, it's shocking. Who still is with their 18-year-old
it's
boyfriend?
It's so true. If I could tell my younger self anything, it's like, don't pay no mind to any of the... It's fun. That's all it is at that age. Yeah. You're just having fun. And the minute you think, oh, my God, I have to... You're wrong. Break up with them because it's never going to last. Yeah.
Just, you're supposed to be playing with him right now.
That's
but here's
right.
my thing, though.
He
I
got
just
a
feel
baby.
Like,
just play.
He does have a baby. But I feel like everything is strategic because there's a lot of me that feels... Even that the Black China emojis is something that Kris Jenner is behind a little bit. It wouldn't surprise me. And for two, it's like the Kardashians are about to come out with their new season.
They needed a plot twist.
They need a plot twist. So now, you know, because I don't know how this happened, but I was catching up on the Kardashians all day the other day because they were playing it all day. I binged it for several hours.
Because you like it or because you have to report on it?
No, honestly,
I used to like it. I just got over it in the last few years because it's too much.
No,
but
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
I enjoyed it.
It was an accidental binge. I mean, I just had it on and then I was doing something. I was working on the computer and before I knew it, I knew what Scott was updated with. I knew what Kylie was doing. I knew Tyga was doing. I knew Kris talking to Tyga. To me, it's like, is this just a plot? They broke up, the emojis. Yeah. Is this all for the new season?
Well, sources say that, you know, Black China and Rob stand to make anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 per episode for their own reality show. And $500,000 each for their wedding special. So perhaps it is.
So Rob's back.
Well, in a certain way, it kind of harkens back to the oldie times, way before, you know, like your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents' day when marriages were basically for financial gain,
right.
You know, and the people grew to love and accept each other in a lot of the cases. Romantic love is kind of a newer
concept
in terms of being married for love. Love has always been around, but marrying for love is a new concept. So, in a way, we're just going back to the, you know, oldie days, because I bet they like each other.
Yeah.
Now, would they
I'm sure they have
together?
Amazing sex. I mean, I've seen Black China behind her
about,
at a restaurant, so I can imagine.
Is that all real, though?
No.
No, listen,
doesn't
I don't
really
know.
Matter.
I am blissfully naive.
It doesn't matter at all.
As long as it's soft, it don't matter.
Not to guys, doesn't.
I am, like, super naive about all this. I just assume that that's your ass, if that's what you look like. But do you think, like, so Kim and all the girls, do you think they've all had work done, or that's their real
butt? I have to say, Ms. Khloe Kardashian, I heart you. But
I do heart
we
her.
All work out. And we all know that in the course of working out, you don't slim everything down, your thighs, your waist, everything, and somehow your boobies and your ass grow in the opposite
that's
direction.
That's very true.
Now, I do think
that's
Kim's.
True.
I think Kim's is real.
No, it's not.
I think it was
real in the beginning.
Well, they're Eastern European. I mean, it's like they're starting
their
hearty stuff.
Have you seen her behind recently?
I've never seen her in person, by the way. But she is about my height, and ass is like five times wider than, I mean, but I'm a girl who, when I lose weight, I get a flat ass. Like, I am Eastern European, so it goes wide.
Yeah.
It does not go
like
theirs
do. You lose weight, and you might perk it up, but it doesn't grow.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't completely.
You'll perk it up, but it doesn't grow.
That's
well,
true.
Right. So you could do a ton of squats, and you're going to lift it, maybe do a little better
but
for
it
the shape.
Grow.
But again, I struggle with all this cosmetic. Like Kylie, ultimately, good for you with your lip gloss. Good for you with your emojis. Good for anyone because I admire the hustle. But I just think it's kind of weird how different looking she is to
I
me
know.
Because she was a super
scary.
Cute girl before.
I agree.
It's
I
actually
agree.
So now she's got
scary.
Lips four times bigger than mine. That's odd
it's
to me.
Scary.
And then that you can become famous. And sell lip gloss based on your fake lips.
It's
strange.
That's my favorite meme, actually, that goes around about the Kardashians period, is that it literally says, it has a picture of like old Kylie and new Kylie, and it says, are you really about to spend all your money on lip gloss from somebody who didn't have lips
a year
ago?
Didn't have lips, I saw that.
That's right, and by the way, there was just a thing on like BuzzFeed and all around that like her gloss is the exact same ingredients as another gloss, and both glosses are made at the same company. So I don't remember the other gloss's name, but go for the $6 one, people. That's all I have to, no, seriously, go for the $6 one. Quite often, brands are exactly the same.
That part is true, too.
Yeah, that is very true.
Not that I'm trying to take your coin away, Kylie.
But they're not sanctioned by Kylie, so people want to order. All right, well, something a little bit more, I don't know, uplifting, exciting. Steph Curry, y'all, back in the news, making all kind of shots.
Doing his thing.
All over the place. I personally don't watch the NBA Finals anymore because it is too stressful, but he, of the Golden State Warriors, for those of you that don't know, he just won the Most Valuable Player Award on Tuesday. But the reason it was, like, so historic is because it was the first unanimous decision for any MVP in the history of the sport. So Steph Curry is still winning in every way.
And you know why I like that story? Because that man had to have a talent to get recognized.
It's funny, I don't watch basketball, so I don't really care. But here's what I found that I did care about. I thought it was really interesting. He has the best-selling jersey of the whole season, second year in a row, except in Ohio and Oklahoma. Wow. Why Ohio and Oklahoma? What's going on? My cousin's in Ohio. Why? What's going on? Like, why is it not number one
who's
there?
Who's in Ohio?
Wait,
is LeBron up there?
LeBron's there.
Well, that's why.
But who's Oklahoma?
I don't know.
I don't even know what the team is.
I don't know.
But that's really interesting that he has the number one selling NBA jersey.
That is,
and then
really
he also broke the 3-point record, were saying. So they said that initially his last season record was 286, and now they were predicting, I think, 300, but his mark right now is 400, they're saying. And I mean, he's only 28 years old. Dude has got a long career. And what I do like about Steph is that he always seems to be very family oriented. I mean, his family's always with him. His daughter alone
is
could
a
probably.
Star in her own
she's
right
a
already.
Star in her own right. Yeah. She could have her own show with herself, you know, and it probably will happen in the future. But, you know, I respect him, you know, and he seems like a humble guy. I've never met him, but he seems like a humble dude
and has a lot of value.
So,
yeah.
On a side note, Torian, because it's our kind of Taurus, Torian Rain says, happy 20th anniversary of the craft, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, Torian.
I love that you're reading the live feed.
Yeah, that's what I do. So it's to you. So happy anniversary. I saw that the other day.
I thought you were about to
say something negative about Steph. I was like, dang, I just made this. No, nothing negative.
I was like, oh, snap, somebody got some tea.
Yeah, I was like, what's the tea, James? What's the tea about Steph?
He's not that nice.
There really isn't much on him, though, right? He seems to be a guy who loves basketball and his family.
Because I'm like, it's been built up. His image is so built up. Like, his family's awesome. His wife has this whole, like, everybody wants Ayesha Curry to be their wife kind of situation. Like, I'm scared because anytime you put them all the way up, and it's not their fault. They're not doing it to the media. But something happened, and then it just crumbles all down. But I'm going to pray. I hope. Y'all real cute. The family's real cute. They're doing really well. Congratulations.
Don't you think it's kind of like that in life, though? Like, the moment you're like, yes, I'm on top. Yeah. That means, just for the record, when you're feeling that means if it's already started down.
That's awful, but it doesn't mean it goes back up again. It's a roller coaster, that's what we need to think. It's all a roller coaster, it's what we call life. Well, these ladies had some roller coasters of life over at West Point, y'all. So there was some female cadets of the African American persuasion that decided to be excited. Like, hey, you know, we about to graduate, girls. Let's put on our uniforms and take a picture with each other. So they put on their uniforms and they took a picture, and all of them held up a fist in the photo. Well, the photo got out, and West Point got real nervous, because apparently...
Did West Point get nervous?
West Point got nervous, and I'm sure all their alumni was like, what's happening? You're in the military. You are not supposed to have a
political view
or statement in relation to being in the military. Okay, so that's why they got mad. So West Point investigated this photo. And I know I shouldn't laugh, because obviously there's a procedure, guidelines, what have you, for West Point and all of the military academies as to why that your political statements are misplaced in terms of the military, because you are solely supposed to be a patriot about America, for America, and anything, I guess, saying anything otherwise would be a problem. So, okay, fine. But they investigated, and apparently they investigated because they just questioned the black girls in the photo. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, why you put your fist up? Mm-hmm. Because people were saying that the reason they were putting their fist up was showing support for the Black Lives Matter movement. they were like, no, we were just saying we're unified and we love each other as sisters, because getting through West Point as a black woman is a major
I would imagine that's a beast.
Major feat.
That's right.
Yes.
Major feat. So, yeah, there was a blogger, former alums that came out and were really upset saying
but
that
what
they
about
were
the picture of the white white students doing
it
the exact
doesn't
same
matter
thing
when you're white, because you can have power when you're white and you can express power and not be questioned.
But seriously, go Google it. There's a picture of white cadets. I think it looks like it's on outside on a field, mm-hmm. and they have their arms raised in the exact same thing. And I know it's obviously not a black power, so it's like, yes, we're here.
But you know, the fist gets people a little nervous. They get, you know, Beyonce got in trouble during the Super Bowl. You know, they get nervous. They feel like we're going to all rebel. You know, we'll be able to become crazy if we put up our fist, you know.
But
so
it's not like we can't use our words today. Like, we're not slaves who have to give, like, a secret symbol these days. Right. Like, if we wanted to revolt, we'll just say we're going to
revolt.
You'll know
you'll
if
know.
We're going
the
to
revolution
revolt.
Will be televised.
That's right.
The and showing my age. Here's the thing. Two things. One, I was just I almost got a little teary-eyed seeing the photo, because for me, I was like, black women are graduating from West Point.
Right. Yeah.
This institution.
High five.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that, I was like,
amazing.
It was like, minus the fist and everything else, I was like, look at, there was like, what, 16?
Yes, there were 16 of them in an institution that still, in 2016, is 70% white male.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah, so I was just like, for me, it was just like, I got emotional because I was like, this is amazing. This is amazing more than anything else.
Yeah.
And number two, as Rachel and I were talking about before the show came on, you know, I grew up at a time where we came right after civil rights, kind of. And it was still, in the 70s, there was still some civil rights going on. But the fist was always something that was part of the past.
Yeah.
And so when I came of age in the 80s, I mean, there was no symbol. We didn't use any of those symbols or anything to, like, show any pride or anything.
No,
so
now black pride then was, like, the fact that we were everywhere in terms of music and pop culture. We had suddenly landed there. But we kind of left away some of the political things in the 80s to make so that, because we were finally getting a platform.
Well, if you remember, we went very African, Afrocentric. Yeah. I was wearing lots of kente cloth. I was where I had my hats and I had my Montagnans.
Please, I would like to see those pictures.
I have them. I have them. I'll post those. I had my high top fave. I'd have my hat on. And I'd have like big Monty pens, I think, so all these big African stuff.
All the African stuff made in China.
Were you listening to African Bambaada at that time?
No, this is later. I was listening to De La Soul. Okay. And it was all the funky native tongues or funky tongues, they were called. It was De La Soul, Queen Latifah, Jungle Brothers. They're all kind of celebrating the kind of African American experience, but it wasn't as political like she was saying. It just wasn't there. So now I'm seeing this kind of like the fist thing, like that's a political statement.
Well, yeah.
And what's interesting to me is, like, we're finally having the discussions, whether it's Black Lives Matter or about this or lots of different things, the discussions I was hoping we were going to have in the 80s as I was coming of age. And I thought, because civil rights had ended, but, here we are, we're supposed to be equal, but nobody wanted to talk about anything. So now, for better or worse, we are talking about things.
I agree.
We are talking about things, but I still find it a little bit sad that people are getting in uproars about certain things like this. I mean, we are in 2016, and the fact that I still feel like it's sometimes, not that I wasn't even born at this time, but 1960s, 1950s, the things I heard about where people were in uproars about fist and all this stuff that's going on, and we still have to talk, you know, people are still getting, like, scared about this. It's crazy to me. I mean, this is 40 years later, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I know we have to have the conversation for it to fully change, but when will it fully change?
I know. Stop treating us like house slaves about to poison your dinner. Like, we actually
didn't do it then when we should have.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
hello.
If we didn't do it then, like,
it's not going to happen.
Right. Like, we're all
okay.
On the same side.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Side,
we're trying to get an equal ground.
We just want to live. Yeah. We just want to live.
That's the fact that it was ruled not political.
Yes, it was ruled not political.
That's great.
But at the same time, I sort of, when I read that it was ruled not political, I kind of felt like, if that wasn't their intention, supposedly, or that's what they told, because otherwise, the only way they can determine if it was not political, if the girls just say, you know what, it wasn't political.
Right.
They could be lying, whatever.
Right.
But even if it was, and granted, I understand West
Point
has its
laws. They were better off saying that it isn't political.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell, exactly. But at the same time, if it was political, like, to me, looking at where we are and why would that have been a bad thing anyway?
Well, there's something
political about the fact that they are only 16 graduating and that they feel some solidarity with each other. Like, that's a political statement in itself.
It is.
So I just, I think it's kind of sad that, like, I get it.
That's a really good
rules,
point.
But I just wish maybe that it wasn't.
I think that's why I said don't ask, don't tell as a joke just now. But really, I think don't ask, don't tell as far as being black at an academy. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe 20 years from now, they can tell. And speak on, yes, that was in solidarity, and it'll be just fine. But right now, they're just, you know, they're again, such a minority there. The other thing I noticed about these pictures is look how fit everyone looks.
I know.
Super
like,
fit.
So fit. It's like, not military
it's
fit.
It's not fair.
It is fair. It's totally fair.
Because I don't want to get up at 5 a.m., making a bed, going to the gym. Like, that's not my life.
Doing 80 push-ups in 2 minutes.
No. Yeah. Well, I guess that's true. No.
I'm still proud of it.
If I really wanted it, I would do it.
That's right.
I obviously don't really.
I know. I'm just trying to, like, tense my arms when I move right now so they don't flop around. That's where I'm at.
Just hold
my stuff's wrapped in
muscle.
Tights. I just wrap everything in tights.
Well, you know what? For West Point.
Yes.
For West Point.
Also, they did it up like this. They didn't even do this, right? They did
it like this. Like, we did it.
We did it.
And you did.
They
congratulations.
Did. Congratulations.
All right. Huge congratulations.
Is that all you have for us today,
That's
Courtney?
That's all I have.
All right. Before we move on to the ERR Web Story Spotlight of the Week, I want to talk about DraftKings.com.
Yeah.
So we have a special code we're doing right now called Black, and you can play fantasy golf, which do you play? Anybody play golf here?
No.
I have been on a golf course.
Me too.
Okay, that doesn't count.
A couple of times, and I have hit some balls.
Okay.
So, that counts, girl.
But I'm you're more in the range area.
On the cart with booze.
Okay. Well, you
but
know.
But it can be fun that way.
You know what? Well, you should go to DraftKings.com and maybe start this way to excite you to want to go and do more golf.
Possibly.
And if you use the code name Black, you can possibly win prizes. You can have a lot of fun. It kind of teaches you how to do things.
I like prizes.
Step by step.
Me too.
DraftKings.com, code name Black, and
name
get your
Black.
Fantasy golf on. All right, we're going to move on to the ERR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Oh, I like that.
Well, we obviously have been talking about Prince since his untimely death last month, and we're still waiting for the autopsy, which I'm thinking it may be revealed this week in the news, hopefully. There's been lots of reports about things going on. There's been a lot of stories in the news about what's been going on. And one person who has been in the news has been Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
Who knew?
Randomly.
I mean, I knew that he was a huge Prince fan. I remember kind of back in the day watching Arsenio Hall's show, and Prince was on there several times with, like, Patti LaBelle or something like
that. Yes, he was on there.
You know, they were all friends, and I know Eddie Murphy, who is Arsenio's good friend, also is a Prince lover, and so I'm not surprised by the love that Prince receives. Mm-hmm. So basically, what this story is about is that Arsenio Hall has been, let's say the word. Defamation of character has been given to him by Sinead O'Connor. Remember her? She had the song
Sinead
Nothing
O'Connor.
Compares to
Another Prince connection.
Another Prince connection, which there's a lot of wrong reports because I am a true Prince fan. So the song Nothing Compares to You was not written for Sinead O'Connor. No. It was written for The Family, which was the original group, was that Prince's ex-girlfriend, Susanna Melvoin, was
Screams
in that
of Passion was a big
Screams
hit.
Of Passions. So that song was on their original album.
I love it.
Actually, what happened? Because there's a lot of false reports.
I'm with you. This is for the real news.
You know, the real true story.
I love it.
So anyway, so Sinead O'Connor has been known to make these kind of outlandish statements in the press and be kind of like a, we'll say, a person who wants to have a lot of attention in media. She has made claims against Arsenio Hall saying that he was one of the people who supplied drugs and contributed to Prince's drug habit. So Arsenio has gone crazy over this because obviously, you know, he feels like, you know, this is, he has said it isn't true. He filed a $5 million defamation of character lawsuit against Sinead O'Connor. He said he hasn't spoken to Sinead O'Connor in 25 years. So, you know, he's just like, where is this even coming from? He denies being Prince's drug pusher, which Sinead is saying. And also, Sinead made claims that he had spiked her with drugs back in the day. And he has no recollection of any of these things. So, you know, it's really interesting what people are coming on board and saying in the media about Prince and just this story. What do you guys think about all this?
Well, here's funny. He has a new series coming out.
He does.
It's called Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits. It's 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
So this could hurt that, of course.
Yeah. And it's on ABC. It just got picked up by ABC.
Yes, it could hurt himself in there. And it's funny because, you know, it was the 80s and early 90s. A lot of things happened back then. So
you're right there, James.
Cool friends could not be considered a pusher.
Thank you. I'm like,
you got a bag of weed for your friend. You're a pusher. That's the truth.
I went out back then. I was an adult. There are a lot of things that were pre-internet that luckily aren't on there anymore. I went anywhere. So I wouldn't be super surprised if this was possibly something that went on. But I like Arsenio, and I also feel like, I don't know, from his persona, he seems like he's a really genuine guy, who's a hardworking guy. He tried coming back with that series, and I don't know, I think Sinead just says these weird things sometimes every few years or so, and it's just kind of... just comes across outlandish. And, like, why now? Why are you saying
but
that?
But why is he taking it so seriously is my question. Because, again, they haven't had contact for 20, 25 years. So, and many things could have happened back then or not. Yep. But I just don't understand kind of the defamation. Sinead O'Connor is a very specific case. She's been, you know, shown to be bipolar and had some mental issues. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so in that aspect, that's why I don't understand why he's taken so seriously. But by the way, I actually, I know everybody loves to hate on Sinead. And even back when she was popular, it was very, you know, she ripped up the picture of the Pope on SNL. And I remember, I think it was MC Hammer who was like, here's a ticket back to Ireland, blah, blah. But here's what I'm going to say. I am old enough to have seen that performance. It was a very powerful performance. And it was at a time when the church was completely silent about the scandal that was going on. And that was her point to bringing that up. So I have respect, actually, for her. That said, she has proven herself to be unstable in many cases, you know, like suicide attempts and putting that online. So I have a lot of empathy for someone who is in mental duress, and I don't understand, again, why he's taking it so seriously. I don't think she has $5 million,
by
the way.
If he has a show coming, that's what I was going to say.
That's why I mentioned that.
Even if somebody, if it got wind, and she posted on social media, started circulating, so he probably is just trying to protect that.
It lives forever.
It lives forever.
That's why I mentioned the series, because I'm like, I'm just like, that bitch is crazy. Like, you go about your life, but I think it's because this series, he's kind of taking it seriously, but I think he shouldn't take it seriously. Who cares?
Yeah, I think it would have died down
So you think that silence is the best weapon case, just to not say anything?
Because it's her.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, the case by case basis. I mean, it's her. Saying just crazy things.
Because I feel like most of us would be like, Sinead O'Connor.
Exactly.
Now, trust me, her first two albums were the bomb. I played those albums to death. She's very super talented. So, but she has opened up about her mental illness and stuff.
Yeah, which again, there's no shame, and I actually think that's good that she's doing that, but her behavior has been super erratic over the years.
I agree.
This is just another super erratic thing, because also if Prince had, let's say that's true, which it's probably not, but if it was, that is not why Prince passed away.
That's not why
he passed away. Even, are we going to talk about the doctor case? There's a doctor you know, Prince was going to go speak with a specialist about addiction, right? Mm-hmm. That guy sent his son to his house, and that is who found, along with some staff, I assume, Prince.
Was supposed to have a meeting with him the next day.
That's right. Going after the doctors who provided the pills. But here's my thing. I know people who have enough pills in their house to kill an army.
I do.
Yeah. Is it the doctor's fault? I don't know.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because...
No, if I died today, they can go in my house, see all kind of stuff, and be like...
What would they find?
James? All kind of stuff. What's
an example of what?
I mean, I have pills and things and
we
toys,
all do from our leftover dental toys, surgeries.
Things. Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying, but you can label somebody. If you look at their cabinet. I said toys.
Party at James' house. Exactly.
I was going to say, I'm
always happy.
I don't have anything except
I got
calls.
Benadryl and EpiPen.
That's it.
And some champagne.
Well, I got more than that.
No, you know, I have a bottle of the doctor gave me. What was it? Percocet, which I didn't even know what that. I didn't know what that was, right? And I actually, many years ago, I was like, "Give me a pill." Now
many
I
years
don't.
Ago.
No, really, many years ago, I would be like, "Give me that pill," and I would have taken it for fun too, because why not? You're young enough. I don't do that anymore because it's not fun to take a pill. Like, I don't think there's anything fun about a pillcation anymore. So I've had those Percocet
pillcation. Vocabulary word of the day.
I am an actress.
Can we hashtag that pillcation?
But here's the thing: I've had that Percocet for over a year now, and that
it might be expired.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do people take expired medication?
What?
It's just less potent. I used to be a nurse. So it's just less potent.
It's fine for a few years. That's my guess.
I get weirded out when my ibuprofen is like a month over.
Don't let it be a week late. I'm like, I gotta throw it out. I'm afraid I'm gonna die in my sleep.
No, you know what? These things may not still be good or not. But anyway, someone could come in my house and say she has these.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is it the doctor's fault?
No.
But then again, nobody really needs Percocet for tooth pain, by the way.
Yeah.
I took it one day. Felt nauseous and then took Advil the rest.
Well, where it is the doctor's fault is if you are prescribed things that are outside of the realm of how much you're supposed to be subscribed.
Understood.
If you are supposed to take, you know, one pill every day and the doctor
prescribes. I do
prescribes,
blame Michael Jackson's doctor.
I do That's a perfect example. It's how you
Prince,
prescribe.
It seems a little different because there weren't a whole lot of aliases associated with him getting random medication and that kind of thing. So I feel like maybe they were trying to be responsible. Right. So in that regard, I don't know.
No, well, you're right. If it turns out that he had like 5 different prescriptions at different places all over the town, then it's a different case.
Exactly.
But also, it sounds to me like Prince had some sort of other situation going on. Some kind of, you know, infirm illness going on. Mm-hmm. And that is why he was aggravated. As opposed to I'm just straight up addicted to pain pills. Right. But we don't know.
I think the bigger picture is that we don't know these celebrities. You guys don't know us. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Did you call us celebrities?
Yes.
Are we celebrities?
Well, I certainly never thought Mr. James had a whole party up in his house.
Apparently. I keep my stuff to myself usually. but it's just funny. We don't know these people. We don't know them.
Right.
So stuff may come out that we weren't ready for and we don't know because they don't put it out there. Because Prince was all about his music. It was all about the music. He's presenting himself. It's like, here's my music and that's it. So now we're kind of uncovering some things that may or may not be
true. Well, here's the thing. I will be glad when that autopsy comes out because I'm so tired as a hardcore Prince fan of all the rumors and speculations that have come out and all these crazy people that are coming out. Speaking of crazy people, there is a woman who is filing a $500,000 claim alleging she's owed royalties from Prince's estate because she was the inspiration behind his 2004 Musicology album. And she said that Prince promised her that he would pay her $500,000 because she inspired him for this album. Her name is Kimberly Felicia Potts. And, you know, it's really interesting, too, because of the fact that Prince obviously did not have a will, which we've talked about on the show, which I think is crazy, as much, you know, millions of dollars that he's worth, $300 million right now they're saying, and it's going to skyrocket after all
his
of this
albums
stuff.
Are selling
it's going to be crazy that he didn't have a will. But all these people, they've been talking about the brothers and sisters. You know, he had one full sister,
Tyka,
and then he has, you know, they said, I think, 5 half-siblings that they're all already fighting over the money, you know? And because he's in the state of Minnesota, it goes...
They all can split.
It's split.
I was like,
it's split.
That's just automatic
it's split.
In that state.
Automatically in that state.
A half-sibling, a whole sibling,
matter.
It doesn't matter. You're a sibling, it's equal.
So now there's... Now the crazy thing is, I just read today that there is 700 people who are claiming to be Prince's sibling.
They are allowed to do this
because of the law in Minnesota.
Who pays for all the DNA tests?
We do, taxpayers.
Probably the taxpayers.
Minnesota.
But before I kind of jump off and go into that, but Kimberly Felicia Potts is the woman who is claiming the $500,000 for the Musicology thing. Now, here's what's interesting about her, though, and once I kind of did a little bit more research. She lives in Alabama. She also claimed that Prince wanted her to reopen his MPG music club between 2001 and 2006.
That's part of that.
And then they said in January, cops responded to a 911 intruder call at Prince's house because she allegedly was stalking his house.
Oh,
so I'm gonna say that Kim Felicia.
But even if she had known him, right? Even if she had inspired that album, you don't get paid for being a muse, honey.
No, I'm sorry, girl.
Unless you have it in writing.
Writing.
Exactly. It should be enough that you inspired someone to create these beauty. And you didn't.
Clearly, could you be the most beautiful?
And clearly, if Prince didn't have a will, he probably didn't put in writing that Kimberly Felicia is the inspiration through Musicology.
I mean, I've been in liner notes of albums, but I ain't get no money.
Oh. Right. You can be an inspiration.
James, you're so interesting. You have such a history.
We're, like, learning new things today about
I never
James.
Knew this. I thought you just, like...
popped out an egg.
I thought you just, you know, help people get, like, you know, their lives
organized.
Together and organize.
I did that to you.
You know?
Do you remember the ex-boyfriend? It was in the news for a minute last year that the ex-boyfriend of Adele was like, I inspired those songs, so I should get... No, you don't get a dime.
For being a dick.
Right. On top of it for being a dick, but just because you inspired something, you had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So
exactly.
I think there's obviously a lot of people are going to come crawling out
of
the woodwork. 700 siblings.
700
and he
siblings.
Might have like 50, because his dad looked like he got
Papa, Papa might have been a Rolling Stone.
Okay. Right.
Papa was definitely.
Papa might, you know, there's a couple photos.
I'm trying
that
to think
Papa,
how we
can,
I don't
Papa
know
went
nobody.
To,
I don't really have no family in Minnesota. I don't think I can figure.
Me neither.
Wisconsin,
neither,
this college.
Papa had a couple pictures where he was with Playboy Playmates at Princess Premier.
Yeah,
so
he could definitely have a few.
He could have a couple kids. Now, there's also another claim from another man that's $46,000 that says he should be rewarded for cost of equipment and recording cost, but they're still kind of investigating all these claims. So, I mean, you know, I think a lot of these will be thrown out of court, honestly, at this stage, especially if the siblings get the money. You know, I think it's just, it may take longer for the siblings to get the money with all these claims, but
messy boots.
Speaking of messy boots, or nasty boots, if you want to say it, is Janet Jackson. We talked about her last week because she announced that she's pregnant at 50. Congrats to her.
Old ass.
She didn't announce.
Did you just say,
sources
wait.
Reported.
He just said, okay, well,
she still has not announced.
Sidebar,
that she's
he just said old ass. He just called that stunning woman.
Well, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
I'm a few years younger than her. Trust me. I'm like, I've had a baby at 50. That's too much.
Why?
Why is
you
this
can
too
shoot,
much?
And you can shoot a baby out of your balls. Why can't she have a baby at 50?
I don't want to. My kids are grown.
This conversation
I got grandkids. I'm done.
No, I'm serious,
done.
Though, because different I think
it's hard on the body. As a nurse, it's hard. I know it's hard on the body. I mean, she's Janet Jackson, so of course she has everything taken care of.
Yeah, she's got the money to buy a new body. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. I think it's
being
a lot.
Being pregnant at 50.
I know.
Like I expressed last week, though, I would have done it at this age if I could, should have, would have.
I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, she's kind of slowing down a little bit, so why would it take time
zaps,
to have a baby?
Like, children in your body
they suck
eat
the life.
Everything. They are literally sucking the life out of you. It's not a joke. Like, and that's why probably our eggs still haven't caught up with, like, our lifespan, because it's exhausting. Like, I can't even... Oh,
all right. Well, before we get on to that, we want to talk about the story.
Well, she already had a baby, so she knows how to do.
So that's what this story is about.
We already knew that.
Well, so the story is that there is a love child that has come to the forefront, who apparently went to her ex-husband James DeBarge, and it is a young woman who claims to be Janet Jackson and James DeBarge's love child, who was given up for adoption, and she said on her mother's dying bed that the mother revealed. The adoptive mother revealed that Janet Jackson was her true mother and James DeBarge was her true father. She's apparently reached out to James DeBarge, and this is what James said. This is what Mr. DeBarge said. Someone had contacted me. She spoke to me by email the first time was 2 years ago. I have not been able to directly see her face to face. The young woman suggested a paternity test, but that hasn't happened yet. She claims that I'm her father and Janet is her mother. So, you know, she said that she described her feelings as being fearful and angry and didn't want to come to the forefront through all the years because they were married. They got their marriage annulled in 1986-ish. They both were around 18 years old. So, I'm guessing that.
So, we're trying to say they had two because we know Reba got one of them.
Okay, so that's,
well,
that's
see, that's
real.
The thing.
Yeah.
The
I was like, there's no way
years.
The Jacksons would give up a baby and give it to strangers.
No,
exactly. Give it to one of those third cousins.
That's what I'm going to say. So, if you haven't heard this, for years they've said that Rebe Jackson has the love child of James DeBarge.
We
Janet
already
Jackson.
Know that.
There's been pictures.
Right.
That child looks
just
Jackson's
like both
face.
Of them.
Yeah.
Like, and just has
it's
the
funny
skin complexion of James DeBarge.
It's funny because when I remember when this all came out, there was no internet or anything. I remember I was reading Ride On magazine and Black Beat magazine and Jet.
Wow,
and
you took it back to the
I did. I took it back.
The good old Black Days.
There was Ride On and Black Beat were the two magazines that were for
Black
folks.
Beat was like, was that the black version of Tiger Beat?
Yes, exactly. New Edition was always on the cover. So my thing was, it was just funny. I tell you, I'm 47. The thing is, I remember this whole rumor about that she had a baby. It was like Joe Jackson was involved because she was trying to become big and they didn't want to have a kid.
Yeah.
And the whole DeBarge family, they were kind of ghetto. If you watch the Unsung DeBarge,
it's sad and really good.
Yes,
but it's
same
sad
time.
Too.
So
they're all mostly on drugs. A lot of them were on drugs.
So I'm questioning James, first of all, a little bit, like, okay, now you're kind
of.
You
ain't clear of thought.
Yeah, I know you're the other half of the equation, but I'm like, I don't know. And almost let it die, I guess. I mean, it's been kind of. I mean, it's a painful part. Maybe it's painful for them. Maybe I don't know.
But maybe
so
like,
do you think this claim is? You think it's false?
I think this claim is false. I think the child was raised by Jacksons. If there was one,
I do too. That's what I think.
Why is there even a controversy about this? Like, do the DNA test and done. Like, it's not the 1930s.
He did say that the young woman did want to do a DNA test, so we'll see what happens.
But then they should have did it a long time ago.
Maybe that is a love child of James DeBarge that got nothing to do with Janet.
Okay.
Well, no, she's claiming that Janet's her mother, though. I would have got
that. I would claim she's my mama, too. Because you know the story that exists, that there was possibly a baby, so she's probably trying to play on that.
It's probably a baby out of someone else while he was with Janet.
I would have knocked out the door with the paternity results.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Springer. Let's take him on Jerry Springer. You know what I'm saying?
You are
You are the father.
You are the father.
All right. Well, that is the story of the day. We'd love to know what you guys think about this whole Janet Jackson, James LaBarge.
You know what gets me? It kind of reminds me of the whole Diana Ross, Berry Gordy thing. Because I remember
there's controversy with that?
No, at first, it was her child. She said it was her child with the white guy that was Tracy's and Chutney's father.
Oh, right.
And he kept looking at her going, okay, no, she looks just like, you know, Berry Gordy. I mean, she had the dark skin, the eyes, the other big thing. And they came out that it was Berry Gordy's later.
They had an affair. Oh, wow.
It came out later. It was not known at first. She was raised as a Silverstein at first with Tracy Ellis and Chutney's father. And then it came out.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of crazy.
We get all the tea. Mm-hmm. We get all the tea spilled up in this week.
Back when you could just hide that shit.
Like, yeah, back then you could. Not anymore. Not with Twitter and shit.
Everything is out. They'd be like, I've been messing with your husband for 20 years. Snapchat.
There's a picture.
There's a picture of his penis.
I can never understand people who like, you know, these girls that give these groupies and give these guys who are married, and they go to sleep after sex, because men do. And they take pictures of it, of course, and post it everywhere. They're like, why did this happen to me? Like, what's going on? I'm like, don't go to sleep.
Stay awake and leave. Like, and leave.
That's true.
Kick the person.
It happens all the time. You're like, I fell asleep. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
That's so true. Shame. Well, we're going to leave on that. With James making that face, in fact. We'll start with you, James. Where can fans find you?
You find James in your room. You find
my room with my pills.
in my bathroom taking my pills.
Send them to me. I don't care if they're old. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me on all social media platforms at James Lott Jr. I have a show called Breaking Into here on Black Hollywood Life.
Check it out.
Courtney, where can fans find you?
I'm everywhere on social media at Stuart Starlet.
At Rachel True on Twitter and True Rachel True on Instagram.
You can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And happy birthday again to you too.
Glad happy we got to celebrate.
We have cupcakes here. We got champagne.
Photos.
We have conversations about babies and James's closet.
My closets.
His pills. Lots of fun. All right, you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, power.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.